Got it.
Don't operate heavy machinery, Christopher.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise Veronica Ciccone. Good morning, all. I'm Liberty. How are you this morning?
And hi, everybody. This is Stefan, your unofficial celebration tour correspondent. Today on the show, we're welcoming back a podcast favorite, Christopher Childers, who was a dancer for Madonna's Girly Show. I don't think I need to tell everyone that, because if you're a listener of the show, you should know that by now. But welcome back to the show, Christopher.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here again. Thank you.
Welcome.
The last time we had Christopher on the show was for our jam-packed Girly Show 30th anniversary reunion. Christopher, tell us, what was that like for you to be back with all the folk?
It was amazing. You know, I feel like that whole first part before the guests even got into the Zoom, and they were on hold forever, we were just so excited to see each other again. It was funny. And of course, we started talking and then the story started. Nikki was like, oh, my God, this is so fun. You know, and we were talking about it was I don't think of things like this because I'm just trudging through life. But it was, of course, no cell phones. We didn't have any of that stuff then. I'm like, that's how old it was. That's how long ago it was. But we just launched right back and it was this magic, amazing moment. And then when we got to actually the show portion with questions, it went way too fast.
Yeah,
I was like, that's it. And I think, what was that, 2 hours?
Oh, it was like an hour and 15. Like it was so quick. It just flew by.
It felt like we were talking so much and we didn't get to do as much. It was amazing. It was the best. Thank you so much for doing that.
That was the easiest interview. I knew it was going to be like, it was all of the work organizing that was the hard part. But like, once we started, I knew all I had to do was just lob one question. And then you guys would just be like, wah, 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 and just like...
I'm sure controlling that group was a task too, because everybody's just so, the personalities are huge. It was great. It was great to get back together and talk to everybody. We're still emailing each other that we're going to get together sometime soon. So hopefully that's going to happen.
Yeah. I think that needs to happen for sure.
Yeah.
So Madonna in Vegas.
Wow. You know, what's really crazy, because it's hard not to know just from, you know, my friends and the people that adore her that know me, spoilers about the show. And I was trying not to watch a lot. I was trying, you know, I would see clips. And I'm like, don't look, don't look, don't look. So I really had kept myself shielded from sort of the whole experience that is this new show. And I went in and I have to tell you, I was blown away. I was like... Yeah, it was weird. And not weird that I was blown away, because of course I always am, but it was almost like a full circle moment, which I'm sure is for her as well. Yeah. But I think because she was doing her classics and it was so, that set and the dancers and the lights, I was like, oh shit, it's on. Here we go again. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just loved it. And it's funny, most of my critical friends of her that have seen it were blown away too. They were just like, oh my God. Honestly, it was really cool. I loved it.
Where were your seats in the stadium?
We were higher up this time, which I kind of liked, because of course we saw, you know, a lot of the, I'm such a patterns guy and I like to really see the overall picture of a show.
Yeah.
So, but then of course the minute it started, I'm like, damn, I wish we were closer. But we were quite a bit up and to the right. But I really loved seeing it from there, because it was that perspective and just knowing how she works. That staging, I was just blown away. I thought it was so cool. I love Bob the drag queen. He was fabulous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just fresh and fabulous. I felt like, God, how can she, is this really it? Like, is it going to be a Cher moment? Like, this is my last one. And then, you know, 3 years she comes back. But I just, God, I had so many parts that just completely floored me. And I loved, it was magic. You know, it was that thing, because I hadn't seen, gosh, my last live tour with her was quite a while back, and this blew all my expectations.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so great. And I mean, honestly, I don't know how you would do that to avoid. I've heard a couple of people avoiding like things up until now. And I'm like, I guess it's because my feed is all Madonna all the time. So I never get like a break. I would have to completely just deactivate all social media in order to abstain. But that's fast. I mean, it must be so crazy too, to be in the position of seeing, having experienced what those dancers, I mean, there's probably like a relation in another, like in your head, I would imagine, like what they must be going through because you've lived that. I mean, would you say the audience, that feeling of how everybody is so excited, is still blows you away? I mean, from a 19
unbelievable
now.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Liberty. I was just like, yeah, that's such a great thought and perspective, because it really was, you know. Of course, I didn't know till after, I had quite a few friends that I had worked with, a lot of Cirque du Soleil people, of course, because it's Vegas, mm-hmm. that were there. And they're like, you were there? And, you know, that would have been insane, because we're all in different seats trying to find them. I'm like, I just want to focus on the show.
Yeah.
The show. But you're right. It was really tricky to not, I didn't want to read a lot about it. I didn't want, I of course had seen photos, my Facebook, you know, you can't get away from it. But it was just bigger and better. And I just thought, gosh, darn it. She did it again. I thought it was incredible. Loved it.
Christopher, from a dance perspective, what did you think of the choreography as a whole for the show? What were some of your standouts?
God, I loved, of course. Well, I think because of the intricate, you know, it was like all the, runways and cross patterns and stuff. God, that's a tough one. There were so many. Of course, I loved Erotica because she went back to the boxing.
Yeah.
Which is that, you know, I think I mentioned this in my I don't know if we did, but you know, that
we did.
Boxing,
we did.
The painting, and she, you know, when we did Erotica. So I thought that was fantastic. It was so well staged and sexy and cool. I love the, were they like hologram? They look like hologram lights of the boxing rings. Yep.
Isn't that amazing? I love like, that.
How are they doing that? It was so fantastic. It was so sexy and so cool. And I also have to say, I just felt, not in a bad way, I felt like the dancers were a little bit more, I think because of her age and the way that she's sort of manipulating her way through the show, I don't know that they were as on display. Well, they are on display, the nudity and stuff. I don't know. There was a different vibe. I felt like they were a little bit subdued than what we used to do, like say for mm-hmm. Blind Ambition and Girly Show, especially. The choreography was much more, I don't want to say, I mean, they had amazing choreography too. It's a hard thing to say. That's a hard one. Yeah. I thought they were fantastic. I just was like, I loved Erotica. I loved, God, my brain right now.
I was going to say, you've had a day to digest this, Christopher. You were supposed to come prepared with notes.
I know. I'm so sorry. Well, we got in the car yesterday.
Just kidding.
You know, it's been storming here in California, and we had that, huge storm, and then we drove like right into it. It was just rain.
So took your hovercraft to the desert.
Yeah. So we drove over to Palm Springs. We're seeing friends here, but so it was a little stressful trying to get from Vegas to here. So that's why I didn't have as much time to like really decompress. Yeah,
you were too busy bailing buckets of water out the car,
surviving. Yeah, trying to get here. Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. It is. I'm still processing, and it's been already a month since I've seen the show. I still am processing. I think that's the maybe part of the point, right? Is keep thinking about it and maybe, you know, that's also a lure. Like, come back. Come and see it again.
Yeah.
Without question. That's such a smart move for her. It's funny. A lot of the Vegas people, because she originally didn't have two nights in Las Vegas, and they added that second night, which was last night. And most of my friends went to both shows. I was like, God damn it. I really wanted to see it for a second time.
Well, she's coming to Palm Springs.
I know. You know who's going?
Lewis.
I shouldn't say anything. Two of her Blonde Ambition dancers. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I'm like, I know one of them lives in Palm Springs. So I would assume he's going.
Well, they told me, and I was like, oh, should I mention it? I don't know. Okay.
No, I mean, that's,
I'm sure it's fine.
He has to be, you know.
We would hope anyway that they would get to attend just as part of the the world, you know,
right.
just yeah. to yeah. be able to experience that.
It was funny. I met one of her assistants with Kenny Ortega, the choreographer. He was there and he was with a group that kind of had worked a little bit on the show. It was this weird crossover and I had like, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes to say hi to everybody. Kenny was there. And then, oh God, Childers. See my brain. This is a problem. No, I saw Val. What did she tell me? That was so, oh, she said, I'm sorry. I'm back. I said, I'm from the Girly Show. And she goes, oh, honey, welcome back. I was like, oh,
that's nice.
That's sweet. I know.
That's cute.
You mean there was no red carpet rolled out for you?
No, it was funny though, because you know what I wore was I've still got original t-shirts. I'm weird about, I'm not a hoarder, but I do have, you know, she gave us the costumes and I have a stack of t-shirts from the 93 show. And I was there with, of course, my hubby and my friend Lisa. And I had 3 Madonna t-shirts from 93 and we all wore them.
So oh, no. I'm wearing a remake, Christopher.
Oh, nice. Oh, I love it. I love that That's, one. I'm just going to wear mine.
On the back.
I saw your shirt is so cute.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, this is, so I'm showing, for those people listening back on the show, I'm showing the Girly Show Celebration t-shirt, which has this wonderful like gold glitter Madonna down at the bottom.
I love that
And then on the back, it's the Celebration Tour with Dita's mask, and there's gold on that as well. It's Yeah, it's kind of wonderful, but
it's such a good.
Christopher, I'm surprised you didn't wear your sparkly hot pants.
You know, I did have it in my brain because they're sitting in the closet in the stack, and I was like, I should bring them and maybe like wave them over my head. Somebody else said, "Oh, why didn't you storm the stage again?" I'm like, that would have been fun before I got arrested.
Yeah. Right.
Remember this? Like,
right.
Do people recognize you when you go to shows, Christopher?
Like, say again, I'm sorry.
Do people recognize you? Like, were people like, you're from the Girly Show?
I had two groups of a gaggle of gays that did know who I was. That was very sweet. And I just was like, thank you. I didn't know what to do. I was so, like I said, I really was excited to just get there. And I wanted to just not know and sit down, which made it all the better. She looks great. Holy shit. Yeah. It's funny. I love that first break when she's like, you didn't think I could do it, did you? I was like, wow. Just kind of nailing it, you know, and the story was great. God, I was so excited for her. Because I know there was a lot of stress getting this one together. And of course, you know, rumors and people coming and going. And I just thought, wow, they really pulled this one off. Of course, she was, you know, people are still with the going on late thing. You know, she was, I think she went on at like 10, 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Vegas, though. I mean, Vegas isn't starting until 10, 15.
That's true. The thing. I just don't understand where the concept of it's late is coming from, because to me, they're really, why would you want it to start at 8? I don't understand. Like, there is nowhere does it say Madonna will take the stage at 8 p.m. so that you geriatrics can get home. You know, and I do understand from the part, like from the perspective of, oh, well, public transport and all that stuff. But you have to understand that whoever the artist is, if they're going on, and I mean, even Beyonce went on later than, you know, what it says on the ticket. It's just a dig, I feel like, at Madonna, who she is and what people.
It's a negative narrative trying to bring her down. I think that's all it comes.
Right. I agree with you. There's so much of it. And even friends that I've had that followed her career and they're, you know, just because of recent and she's older, you know, just tend to go to the negative side of stuff. And I'm like, you really missed out. Because a lot of them were like, oh, we're not going to go. It's, you know, I was like, I can't wait to really report back and have this, you know, experienced and tell everybody like you really missed a great one.
Well, I mean, Chris, you know, from, you know, being as part of the Girly Show, I mean, she was getting ragged on for being old when she was doing Girly Show.
I know. My God.
Like there was like, put it away, grandma, you know, in 1993. And it's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Completely bonkers. The headlines, that whole, of course, you know, visuals at the end with the whole Girly Show, it just gave me that sick pit of like, cause I do remember for her, you know, it was just so intense after the Sex Book came out and to tour that show and do what we did. And I thought, Jesus, good for her. You know what I mean? Good for us. But like, cause that you're right. It was like, she's done. They've written her off, you know, she'll never sing again. She's going to go to hell, all this stuff. You're like, okay, here we are. And she's back and better than ever, you know?
Yeah.
It's impressive. It's really impressive.
And that's part of what I love too about the celebration tour is that it really honors, I think, that sort of era of her life. The Erotica album is heavily favored, I think, on this tour, which is obviously, it's a favorite of mine. So I was very happy to see. And that entire section, which I was uncertain I would love, is actually my favorite of the show. So I think that she looks back, even though it was hard, it looks like she looks back and is thanking herself for persevering through those extreme hardships, I think, that she faced as an artist that time.
I love that, Liberty. I feel the same way. You know, I felt like it was also, there was a calmness to her. You know, I told Stefan this like a while ago when we did Girly Show, because everyone's like, you know, how is she and whatever. And she was slightly reflective and kind of quiet. I always said that.
Yeah.
And I felt like, not that she's ever quiet, but you know what I mean? Like just sort of introspective.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this felt the same. I was like, there's a calmness there. I don't know. You know, she came out, there was an ease about it all.
Yeah.
It didn't feel forced, which that blows my mind. Cause you know, you think, okay, well, here's the big one. I've heard all the rumors and I'm like, try not to listen. And I go and I think, is it going to feel forced? It was not forced. It was spectacular. There's a calmness about her that I just was like, ah, good for you. Maybe it's the motherhood thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's just pure joy there. And you can see it. And I saw, those were some of the pictures I saw, of course, with her kids. I've never seen her smile like that ever, even in Girly Show. I was like, that's a mother's joy. Her face is
100%.
Yeah. It's cool.
So I thought it was interesting what you had said about the choreography and the dancers versus Girly Show to now. And I do think you sort of are spotlighting something that is very different, where I think back in Girly Show and some of the earlier tours, the dancers, it sort of felt like you knew them a little bit more, like maybe they were featured or maybe there was a personality about them. Whereas I feel like in this show, although I love the dancers in this show, and I do feel like I know certain ones more than others because they have a bit of a bravado on stage, I feel like the spotlight more is on her kids than it is on the dancers.
Absolutely. I felt the same way. It's funny. Yeah, you had said that. And I remember thinking that choreography, it was more like swirls of movement to me.
Mm-hmm.
And not, you're right, the dancers weren't really featured, but they were, I don't know, it was like a swirl of choreography that kept happening throughout the show, but they weren't as featured or as pointed or as, which isn't bad. It's just different, you know?
Yeah. Like I'm trying to think if there's ever moments where, like, it's a very big ensemble show. I think it's very different from sort of how she's done in past shows where it's like just one dancer with her or, you know, like two dancers, you know, like I'm thinking like in Fever when Carlton and MG are like center stage with her and, or like when Nikki and Dono, she'd pair up with them where it's like, you don't really have, I mean, I guess you do sort of get moments with that, like maybe Open Your Heart with like with the chair and, but it's more of like ensemble dancing, you know, like she's dancing with large groups and large swaths of dancers at a time.
Absolutely. Well,
I don't know if this is, maybe you can, this is my strange little thought that I just had, but I wonder, I mean, in my perspective, dancers have, they highlight or they complement the art, the main artist. And in a way that sort of has had to shift into her current, like her current state of ability and her current movement range, let's say. So there's a different job, I would say now maybe than 20 or 30 years ago, not because she needs them to support her more, but just because it's a compliment. It's supposed to be like for her and with her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that didn't come out right.
No, it sure did. I think you're really onto something with that. I really do. It was funny. My friend Lisa, who was there, she was like, their dancers aren't doing like what you guys did. It's like, I know, it's different. But she, you know, she clicked into that immediately, not in a bad way, but she just was like, God, I feel like you guys really were featured and danced. And I said, yeah, we really were. But I agree with you. I think it's that phase of her life. Stefan, I agree with you. The kids were most of the focus, which was quite extraordinary and different. And I was like, God, this is, you know, Yeah, I just felt like they were fabulous, but it definitely was more reflective of where she's at right now. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. You know, I do think too, if she had had a line of young 20-somethings like killing it hard, like the old days, and then her coming out, it would have looked strange.
Maybe so.
So I think this was a really good blend the way that they did it. I agree.
Well, from a choreography perspective, I mean, I have a feeling or feel that they were very smart in how they choreographed her specifically. Do you agree?
Absolutely. For sure. I had seen, like I said, try not to, a few clips of Vogue. And I was like, oh gosh, I don't know. She's not. But then now, of course, having seen it in the big picture, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. She was perfect. Yeah, it was just where she needed to be. And I think of those things too, because, you know, I'm getting older myself and I'm still, we did a show at the end of the year last year. I happened to kind of re-injure my back. But normally, you know, it's harder. It's just harder and harder. And I think that her timing, the delivery, and the actual content was quite perfect for her.
Right, exactly. So let's ask you this. Would you be able to dance the way that you did in Girly Show today?
Mm-mm. Hell no. Yeah, you're right.
So you would, it's like if you were going to go and do a 2-hour show.
Which was amazing, by the way. I'm like, she's still delivering the goods.
Yeah.
A two hour. And, you know, I was like, cause people are, they, and everybody was on their feet, mm-hmm. you know, of course, all the fans, because it was so, you know, all the classics, which were great. God, I loved, there were so many things I loved. I loved, Express Yourself.
Yeah.
My hubby was like, wow, she sounds really good. I was like, I know, that was really cool. You know, and that reminded me of course, her doing like a virgin as, you know, Marlene Dietrich and
right.
Still flipping that script and making it interesting and cool. And she sounded really good. It was awesome. It was cool.
What were your like standouts? Did you have like a top three songs that you were like, yes, Madonna, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I love Celebration. That's my favorite. I, you know, no matter what, even if it's just fluffy or fun, I just love Celebration. I like the staging of it. I loved, oh my God, the box at the end that comes up with her on that box, the big box downstage.
For Bedtime Story. Yeah.
Oh my God. For Bedtime Story. I was just in it to win it from there. And then of course I had seen the silver, cat suit and I was like, oh shit. I saw that one on accident, but it still was fantastic. And, yeah, that ending, I really dug it. I loved Bedtime Story pretty much through the end. God, this is a hard one. There were so many great ones. Yeah.
Oh, so a lot of people have been saying that they didn't like Bitch, I'm Madonna as the closer because they felt like this, it wasn't as euphoric as they know Madonna, past Madonna tours to have been. I thought it was actually quite appropriate for her because of the story arc that she's trying to tell and how it sort of ends on her terms, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah.
Did you like the way it opened? Did you like the story arc of the show? Did you like how it closes?
I loved how it opened, actually. I loved her first speech. You know, that was that, it's that funny thing. And of course, I've been on stage with her where she's speaking and she's really naturally just funny. You know, she can be harsh and silly, but she just makes me giggle because she's just got that, you know, sassy way of speaking. So I love the beginning. I love that opening. I was like, oh my God, we're going to go on this journey with her. I thought it was very smart and cool. Mm-hmm. I wish she spoke more. I really missed. I wanted that sort of opening to kind of come at the end in some sort of wrapped up way to be like, you know, what do you think? This was my life. Yeah. Madonna, this is your life. No, not that. But like, just, yeah, like a little bit of something. Cause I love hearing her speak. I really do.
Me too.
You know? Yeah. We don't get to hear that a lot.
So, all right. So we're going to ask, people are going to ask me after this. So I'm going to ask you now so people can hear it in the interview. You didn't get to go backstage and talk to her after the show, correct?
No, I didn't. Although we didn't really try. I had spoken to her assistant before, and I know that their sound check was extra late that specific day. In fact, we were on the 8th, two nights ago, right? Already? Two nights. Yeah. No. What's today?
Sunday. You saw her Friday.
Friday. That's right. Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah. And she had just said that their sound check had gone later than probably any sound checks of the entire tour. And she said things were just kind of backed up for her. And she just, so I was like, I remember working with her on those times when she's like, just going back to the hotel. So I didn't even, I didn't really try.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
That's all right. But, Palm Springs.
I know. I know it's coming up. I know two guys that are going. I may have to crash the party. Bigger number would be actually kind of fun, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I yeah, of course. Yeah. It would be a good PR move.
It would be. One of the dancers, you could have seen him in maybe both tours. I don't know. Blonde Ambition and Girly Show. He'll be there.
I know who you mean.
We've been contacting Carlton and I. We've been talking and he's just so funny. He sends me these silly TikToks and yeah, he's like, we're going to go. And I was like, I think I'm going to go too.
You should. That would be so much fun. I wish I could go.
I know.
I would fly in for Palm Springs in a heartbeat.
It's funny. We're here. The venue here is really great. We saw Lizzo, gosh, I think the end of last year, was it? Yeah. There. It's interesting because it's a smaller venue. It's big.
Those are perfect to go. Out of the venues that I've seen the show, the Barclays in Brooklyn was probably the smallest venue. And I was at the end of the floor on the first level, so right up off the floor. But I was like right there because the venue was so small. And I thought, this is perfect. I should come see a show here all the time. So I was wondering if, I'm assuming Palm Springs is probably a smaller venue too.
It is. It's smaller and you can really sort of, you know, even if you're on the side, it's way closer and smaller and compact.
You should get pit tickets, Christopher. If you get Sound Factory pit and be one of those people that she sprays the water from the beer bottle all over.
Be incredible. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that, actually. I think I'm going to go.
Spend the money. It'll, you know, like, just do it. It'll be.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You know, that way you can be up close and personal to Madonna.
Yeah, I want to see it again. I sort of have to because I processed my thing and now I want to kind of like evaluate from a different seat. It was great. I need to see it again, you know?
I agree. Well, Christopher, I know you're trying to get some pool time in today over in Palm Springs. So I don't want to keep you. And we've already done a lightning round with you, so we don't need to do it again. So
perfect. That's awesome. My brain's not working too well anyway.
Tell everyone where they can find, what projects do you have coming up, Christopher? Cause I know last time we were talking, you were doing your circus. Circus Freaks. And what's bubbling up for you?
Well, I just did. I don't know if you've seen the ads for a show called The Empire Strips Back. Have you seen any of those?
Oh, this sounds like a lot of nudity. This sounds like Justify. This sounds like your version of Justify My Love.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've been kind of helping out with some auditions on that show. The show opens in the spring. And then I'm working on the Pride celebration for my own hometown, which is funny.
Nice.
We kind of did an unofficial. For the past 2 years, I've sort of done like a show and parade, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know, Half Moon Bay is a tiny town, but we have like the quaint main street. So I'm going to be doing the parade and some entertainment for that. That's in June. Empire Strips Back is in the spring. That's in June. Of course, I'm teaching classes. I'm starting my beginning adult jazz. They're freaking out. They're so excited here at the coast. And then we're doing Circus Freaks again this fall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's going to be a yearly event like it was in Vegas at the House of Blues. And I love that project. It's super, super fun. Kevin and I danced together. We did Vogue.
I don't know if I saw that.
Yeah. Kevin and Stay and I did like a Vogue tribute. I'll send you the video.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
It's pretty cool. We were both just.
Were you wearing combras?
We were wearing Venetian like coats, kind of like, you know, the MTV.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And we did a little Vogue tribute to Madonna. It was really fantastic. And then, of course, I'm trying to get Carlton for this year and recruit like more of my friends to come in. And everybody loves it, you know, because the dancers are older. We're all older. And, you know, the age ranges, I've got, you know, teenagers up to, I think Ginger is 86.
Wow.
That's years old. And people were like, the bodies and the different, you know. So I'm kind of pushing that. I'm like, look, at Madonna's 65 still doing it. I'm not even into my 60s. I'm like, come on, you can do this. So yeah. I want to keep bringing these amazing dancers. It's like they need to perform still. So
get Carrie Ann on board.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, are you kidding? I would love that. She wrote the sweetest little congratulatory email to us. Good luck. I wish I could be here. Yeah.
Well, tell everyone where they can find you on social.
My Insta is 702 as in Las Vegas area code, Christopher C. Facebook under my name, Christopher Childers. I am lame with TikTok, so I don't even try to go there. I only have two. I just feel like my teaching schedule, it's hard for me to do that. What am I forgetting? Is that it?
I think that's where you're at. Yeah.
I have a costume shop in Half Moon Bay. I've got, we have a pho noodle house now. I have two art galleries up there.
Such a busy man.
We own a gym.
We own everything.
Well, it's because my hubby, he's so like, what are we waiting for? Let's do it all. So we're kind of busy doing good stuff. It's nice.
Nice. And remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or on our YouTube channel, you can hit a little super thanks and donate to the show that way. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button so you never miss a video. We'll be going live for the remainder of the celebration tour. We've only got 2 months left, counting down to the finale in Mexico. Otherwise, that's our show for today. Christopher, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Stay where you are. We're going to end the live, but I want to kiki. We'll just do a little kiki after. See you later, everybody.
Bye.